Welcome, welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. Let's just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we accomplish this mission with business development, job creation, and service. Every week around this time, we bring you a show that is sure to excite, sure to educate and inspire. And we do this by bringing in information, bringing in a great lineup of guests, having a great lineup of co-hosts. And we've been at it now for almost seven years. It'll be 7 years in May. Show the Marketing Pulpit, got its name. Was inspired by my father, a Baptist minister, and I have taken on the ministry of making our community economically viable and empowered by introducing tools that are needed in the world of business. Marketing is the tool that drives the train, because if you don't have customers, you do not have a business. You may have something that you can call a business, something you may give you an opportunity or an excuse to wear a uniform or print up some nice business cards, but until you have customers, and not just one or two, you can't just call grandma and little man around the corner. That is not enough to sustain a business. We have to reach critical mass, and critical mass is that point in which you have sustained enough users and constant users to support that business. And the only way to do that is through some type of marketing effort. And that's why Marketing Pulpit has taken such a made such an impact in the business community in the Washington, D.C. area and around the country. My name is Robert Gatewood. I'm a marketer, a business developer, a professor at one of the local colleges. I'm also an author of the book Played in Full, The Marketing Exploitation of Black America. I'm also a franchise consultant. I'm an MBA. Well, the list goes on and on. I can pat myself on the back all day, but none of that doesn't make a difference if you don't pay attention and take the information. So I have my street creds. I just like to let people know that a lot of the information that I impart on this show comes from life experience, working with a long list of successful clients here and around the country. So when I put something out here, I never want to let anybody think I know it all, because I don't, because I'm still learning. But there are some potholes out here and some valleys and peaks you don't really have to scale by yourself, because there is information, whether it's from me or any of my guests. We have a great lineup of guests today, including Mr. Tim Lewis of the 4D Traders Institute. He's going to talk about how we can stick our toe in the stock market. I've always wondered about that. I'm sure many of you have also. And so he's coming on at 10:45 to talk about how to make a living in the stock market as a future traders, and how to do it at 1 hour a day. So you definitely want to stick around for that. There's so much information out here that if we just take the time to consume it, absorb it, we can make a better life for ourselves. Some people think that the key to success is to get inspired and innovated. I think that's great too. But really comes down to making informed decisions. I think you should be innovated and inspired, but that's going to be for naught if you don't make the right decisions. And you're much more likely to make the right decisions if you have the correct information before you. And that's what we try to do here. Some of this is heuristic information. That means it's been learned through experience. Some things you just can't get out of a book. Some things you have to actually get out there and roll up your sleeve and do it. And that's another reason why I feel like this show is uniquely qualified to inform and work with business owners around the country, because we don't just talk theory. We talk actually implementation. We've done it. If you go to my website, gatewoodmarketing.com, you will see many of the clients that we've worked with, and our list continues to grow. Some we bring in, we work with them for a short period of time and then send them on their way. Some have stuck around for 20 plus years. So there's no cookie cutter solution to business success. The road to success is not a straight line. It's a circuitous route. There's ups and downs, peaks and valleys. But there is no shortcut to getting the experience and the knowledge that you need to succeed. We don't preach fly-by-nights, shiny objects, pie in the sky. That does not serve you as a business owner. It doesn't serve our community. We have to do it the old-fashioned way, which is to get down here, roll up your sleeve, put in the time, learn the information that's needed, and then go out there and do it. And then make enough money to pass on down to the next generation. Don't spend it fast as you get it. That's been another problem that has been plaguing our community. There's a little bit of short-sightedness. We get the money, we go out and spend it all as fast as we get it. And so we also have to realize that to be successful and to have this economic empowerment we're always talking about and viability, we have to rechannel the money that comes into our community, this $1.7 trillion. And then we also have a crazy man in the White House who's making things a little more trickier than it used to be. We're going on 28 days and 10 hours and 43 minutes, but who's counting? Well, we have made it through the first 28 days and 10 hours and 45 minutes. But that's a short time when you think about between now and 2020. So what are you going to do to solidify your future, to make sure that you can take care of your family, to make sure that your future is bright for the next generation, that we're not just thinking about ourselves and what kind of car we can buy next week or what kind of house we can buy, what kind of job we can land. We have to start thinking long term, and we have to take a holistic approach to make sure that we are bringing in all of the tools that are necessary to ensure our future, not just for us, but for the next generation. So on this show, we try to make sure that the one pathway to that is through successful business ownership. And we preach that. We've been preaching it now for 7 years. The number here at the station is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We just give out just information that everyday people can use. I was talking to somebody the other day about they're trying to move large files around. And a lot of people saying, wow, how do I do that? Every time I try to send this 30-megabyte file out, it bounces back. So it's even small things like that we just try to help people with. Like, go get yourself a free Dropbox account. Just go to Dropbox.com, set it up, take all those videos off your camera and put them on this Dropbox account. Now you can also share a link to people without giving them your phone. You can just share a link. You can share a whole folder with another Dropbox owner. So it's just information that you're just going to need to be able to meander through this technological age in which we live. You need to understand things about website security and how to protect your websites. About every week or so now, somebody's contacting me saying their website is down. I go in, found out it's been infected by malware, using some type of brute force attacks, what we call password guessing. But these things are preventable. So this is just the kind of information you're going to get from this show. If you're a business owner and you're trying to survive out here, trying to do this on your own and just guessing and going out paying, you know, $1,000 consultants to come in and take care of a $5 problem, that's going to put you out of business quicker than anything I can think of. Now, you're going to have to spend some money. Don't feel like you can go through business and go through life as a business owner and not spend any money. You cannot save yourself to riches. You have to invest. That doesn't matter if whether you're investing in businesses, advertising, stock, any type of thing where you have a long-term payoff. You have to make some type of investment, and that includes your business. One of the best investments you can make in your business right now is a great marketing strategy. I may sound a little self-serving because that's the industry in which I operate. That's where I make my money and my living. But I've had many options to take on a lot of different professions in my life, but I've chosen this profession of business development, and that's where I have made my mark. And I still believe I would believe this until I'm ending around, that unless you have a marketing strategy in place, one that has a long-term objective, not something that just short is going to pay you tomorrow and then the money's gone out the door, then you're not going to survive as a business. Look at all the businesses that are out here that are successful. They have a long-term plan. They don't always tell you. Facebook is not going to tell you that in a couple of years from now, everything they're doing is going to be a fee for it, but they have it in their long-term strategy. People like LinkedIn, you've seen their business model change, and you're sitting there scratching your head, you start your little group, and you're mad at each other, going back and forth. Well, they had a long-term strategy. It may not have included telling you, but believe me, they do have a long-term strategy. So what you have to do as a business owner is to come up with a strategy. And you don't have to always show your entire hand to the world. You may start out doing one thing, but you have in your long-term strategy to do another. I started out my business doing just marketing consulting. I didn't tell everybody I was going to be a web developer at some point or a social media strategist at another time. But it was always in my plan that I would grow and that I would take advantage of the new and emerging technologies that are pertinent to business. So sometimes your plan could be fluid. It doesn't have to be exact. But you have to put in your plan that you will evolve and grow as a business. That's best planning 101. So, business owners, future business owners, entrepreneurs, let's start taking this thing a little more seriously. Let's just forget about the weekly paycheck, and let's start thinking about viability, profitability, and long-term economic empowerment of our community. Bring in onto the show also a great lineup of talented and professional hosts, people that also share the vision and purpose of the Marketing Pulpit of building these strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. One of them is none other than Felicia Day. She's a accountant and tax
specialist. Hey, Robert. Good morning.
Good morning, Felicia Day. How is everything going in Felicia Day tax world?
Look, tax world, mommy world, everything. Yes, it's going. It's going, Robert. Can't complain. Thank you for having me.
And I always say you have your hands full. You have your hands in more pies than Miss Smith. And that is a good thing because one thing I always talk about, Flashy Day, and is that these multiple streams of income. Now, whether it's just income or other, you can't just sit around doing one thing all your life. In the old days, that may have been the case. People wake up in the morning, they put on their little uniform and go to work, whether it's to the factory or to the government agency or whatever. Those days are gone. You have to diversify. You have to have multiple things going on now if you plan to make it in this new millennium. So I will say hats off to you for being someone who understands that. We got a couple of events coming up, Flashy Day. I want to talk about first. We talked about the 4D traders. Mr. Tim Lewis is going to come up on the next segment talking about that. We also have the SAYSS Red and Black event coming up on the 18th. That would be tomorrow over in Silver Spring. You can go to their website, SAYSS.org. That's Miss Wanda Johnson and Company. Miss Tanisha Hopkins, she's having her Optimal Living Fit and Fabulous conference coming up on the 25th. She's going to be on the show next week. On the 21st of March, we're going to have the Maryland Women's Business Center having a workshop on social media. And yours truly will be actually conducting the conference, the workshop. That's going to be March 21st from 9:30 to 12:30. You can go to MarylandWBC.org/training and find out about this event and some of the other events that they're having. And that's a little bit over the Business Innovation Center in Bowie at the Jericho Park Road in Bowie. So go to marketingpulpit.com to stay abreast of all the things that we're doing in the community, all of the events. And if you have an event you want to do a shout out for you, give me a call at 301-839-2836. We have some very good packages that will help your nothing worse than having an event and having an empty room. I've done a lot of events, and I'm sure you have too, Felicia Day. But that little knot in your stomach about having that empty room is always hanging in the back of your head.
So we
help you overcome that here on the Marketing Pulpit Show. So give us a call, 301-839-2836. We'll be back in a moment to have Mr. Tim Lewis of 4D Traders Institute. So hang on. We're going to find out how to work in the stock market. Marketing Pulpit, be right back after the break.
News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
This traffic update brought to you by your local Food Lion. We've got midday work zones. On the Suitland Parkway, we are jammed. Between Stanton Road and Alabama Avenue is where you'll see the work zone set up in both the east and westbound directions. Same for DC 295. Work zone is at East Capitol Street. We've got delays both north and southbound on the approach. This report is brought to you by Food Lion. Keep warm this week with Food Lion's three-day sale. Save on select varieties of Tyson Family Pack Chicken, also Lance Crackers. Buy one, get one free. Sale starts today. Food Lion, how refreshing. The WOL forecast for today, we are looking at cloudy conditions mostly. High near 50, overnight low 34. We've got 36 degrees. This weather update brought to you by SME Co. What a bright idea. Get instant discounts right at the register on NG Star certified LED light bulbs. Visit sme-co.co/shine for more information. I'm Angela Foster for News Talk 1450 AM, 95.9 FM WOL, where information is power.
Alrighty, I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, trying to save your future and your economic viability. We're trying to empower some people up in here. Also, later in the show, Ms. Velasha Day, she's going to bring us some tips on accounting and taxes, and she's here every third Friday of the month. And we're just proud to have her as part of the team. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about some alternate facts pertaining to social media, some of the things and some of the myths and mistruths you may have heard about social media. And I want to dispel some of those myths later on in the show. The number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. Folks, we have to take more responsibility for what's going on in our lives. Nobody's going to save us. Nobody on a white horse is going to come over the horizon and lasso the bad guys and live happily ever after. It just doesn't work like that anymore, particularly in these times we're living in right now. So we got to take a more hands-on approach, and we got to be more proactive and making sure that we're doing things that we got to diversify a little more too. We got to look at some different alternatives. Look at what some of the other folks are doing. Some of the folks that have all the money, what are they doing that we're not doing? Well, I have a guest coming on, Mr. Tim Lewis. He's a very interesting young man, very talented, professional, somebody I'm honored to have on the show. He's going to really introduce us to the world of trading in the stock market. I, for one, have always been curious about how it worked. I always felt like I'm going there in the morning, and by the end of the day, I've lost my house and my car and everything else I own. So I'm kind of scared to stick my toe in there. So hopefully Mr. Lewis is going to help dispel some of that. And so I'd like to welcome him for the show. Welcome to the show, Tim.
It is great to be with you, Mr. Gatewood. What a joy on this Friday morning to be hanging out with you. And it's just an honor for me to just be taking a few moments with you this morning.
Well, thank you. The pleasure is really mine. The pleasure is mine. And I've heard nothing but great things about you. And what I like about it, what the main thing that caught my attention is you're in an area where a lot of people in our community are just not there. We've watched it from the sidelines. We hear about it, we read about it, we see things about the stock market going up and down. It's like, well, how is that affecting me? Is this something that is, I have no way to get into it? Is it just something for other people? So to just eliminate some of this curiosity, I thought it'd be great to have you on as a guest today. So one, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your organization.
Well, my name is Tim Lewis, as you mentioned, and the organization I'm a part of is called 4D Traders, which is a trading educational company where we teach those who want to learn how to trade, because just like you can make money in the market, you can also lose money. And one of the key things that a person needs, Mr. Gatewood, in my opinion, is education, because without it, it's like, you know, going to a gunfight and all you got is a butter knife.
That's a bad optic, I'm telling you. I can just see that. So from what I'm hearing from you is that education, like in so many things, if you're not prepared, if you don't have the know-how, you're just in for a bad day, whether the stock market or anything else.
Yeah. That is so true. That is so true.
Well, you know, I'm always using that example in marketing. People go out here and they start a business and they – well, I'm a good chef, so I must know how to run a business. So I'm a good mechanic, so and there's nothing could be further from the truth. They're just two different sides of the brain. They're just two different disciplines. So you got to get educated in the area in which you venture, and I'm sure the stock market, particularly because there's so many people that don't understand how this particular industry works. And I will put myself in there in that number as well. I've scratched the surface, I mean, I bought a stock here and there, but as far as just getting down into the education of how the ins and outs, I think somebody having somebody like yourself on the show today is just a great value to the listening audience. Now,
I'm just happy to be here with you for the next few moments. It's really exciting. It's really fun.
Yes, it is.
Closed on our live trade day this morning. We trade the market every morning, and it was just very exciting. The market was very kind, and just to see the response from so many students typing in, talking about the money that they made, you know, it was just encouraging to see that folks are getting it and applying it and to see it working for them. And so that's what's big for us.
See, you've already got – just saying that little bit has gotten me interested. People actually – having fun doing it, they're making money. I mean, fun and money, man, those are two things. You put those two together.
that's true. Making money, having fun, or when I was on the other side, being broke and depressed, that's no fun.
No fun.
Give me the money and making fun, but broke and depressed, that's a bad combination.
What made you decide to start doing trading? I mean,
Well, you know, something that I was always curious about, when I, you know, being an entrepreneur myself and being involved in real estate and franchising, and I did a little research, I discovered that there was a lot of money on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I found out that that really got my attention, that those who were on Wall Street, that just their bonus for the year was $65 million. Now, that's not your salary. That's just your bonus.
Hey, wait a minute.
$65 million for your bonus?
You said bonus?
Now, I remember my bonus was $50 for the year.
Hey, and Tim, we also have on the line Falasha Day. She's one of our hosts as well. Wow.
Falasha, okay, glad to have Ms. Day, yes.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
I call her Sade, because if you try to get her whole name together, we'd be all sitting there scratching our heads the rest of the show.
Sade, okay. I got you.
But she's a financial person. She's a tax accountant and so she's a money person. So I'm sure her antenna's up as well. But you were saying,
yeah,
though.
That's all right.
But Tim,
I was just saying, when people are getting bonus checks for $65 million for your bonus check, and I remember mine was $50 for the year, I'm like, I might want to look into this. And you know how people talk about their ship coming in?
Right, right.
Well, in order for your ship to come in, you got to first go out. And I'm like, man, I need to at least know what's happening. So I became a student of the game, and I'm excited about it. Out of all the things that I've done, including real estate, franchising, network marketing, this is the hands-down winner, and I'm so passionate about it. And not just for myself, but those who normally would be locked out. And when I say locked out, I mean minorities.
Right.
I live in the South, being an African-American. Not a lot of folks, you know, talk about this or know about this,
right,
but other people do.
Man.
And so I'm on a mission. We got passion to try to educate those who normally wouldn't have an opportunity to know. And we have one of the fastest, and not only fastest, but the largest black trading community in the United States, yay, the world.
Get out of here. Let me ask you this now. You got people out there, I'm sure their curiosity antenna is just going in overdrive now. But in life, in so many things, in so many instances, it's getting started. I mean, I've done whole shows on how sometimes you want to do this, you want to do that, but you just don't know how to get started. What would you say today
to
somebody just sitting over there?
Well, I would say if that's something you're interested in. See, my job, Mr. Gatewood, is not to convince a person that they should do this.
Okay.
You know, my job is to say if you're interested in doing it, it starts with your education. Now, my job for those who are listening, it's not to talk you into it.
Right.
Sometimes people will call me and say, hey, tell me why I should do it. If I have to tell you why, maybe you shouldn't do it. But I wanted to know because, again, $65 million bonus?
Oh, man. That's...
I need to know a little bit more about that.
At least
check that out.
At least, I'm curious or something. At least I want to know what's going on over there.
That's all I'm saying. So,
pull back the curtain. Let me peek back here.
Yeah. So if you're out there listening, if you ever was like me, just wanting to know but didn't have anybody, let me tell you what I see a lot of times, Mr. Gatewood.
Uh-huh.
There are people who want to know, but they don't know who to turn to.
That's so
it's
true.
Like, I'm not going to teach you. I'm not going to show you. If I am going to show you, you know, hey, you better bring your wallet because it's going to be a lot of money. So because of that reason, I believe a lot of people like myself, we were locked out, kept out, and we just pushed it under the table, and we did whatever we knew the next best thing to do. And so that's why you don't hear too many people talking about the market getting involved. It's not that they don't want to. They just don't know how.
And I guess it's like a – when you say it's like a closed club, the people that are in it want to – they're kind of possessive.
Yeah.
They want to keep everybody else out. Say, this is too good to be sharing.
Yeah. There you go. It's like, oh, you want me to teach you what I'm doing? I don't think so. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, let me ask this now.
It's a closed club. It's especially been closed to people like myself. I promise you. But at the same time, I can tell you, there are other folks who have been doing it for years.
Right.
And, you know, I just didn't know about it or my people didn't know about it.
Now, you're having an event coming up. So there's a lot of the questions that we won't be able to get to on the air because I could talk to you all day here on the air. So what you've done, you've put together an event coming up. Matter of fact, what is it, the 26th of – tell us about this event coming up. That's I think it's on the 26th of February.
Yeah, 26th of February. It's at the Best Western Plus there. And we're having a – what we call a trading workshop, you know. For those who are interested in learning more about what we do, we're doing a workshop. It starts at, I believe, at 4 o'clock on the 26th. But for those who are listening and they say, hey, you know, that's something that I'm curious about, interested in, you're gonna have an opportunity today just to attend that free workshop. It's absolutely free. And we'll be sharing with you what we do and why we do it. And if it's something you're interested, we want to make it available for you. But that's on the 26th of this month. And being in Alabama, I'm excited about coming up in the Maryland, D.C. area and just hang out with some people and also pass some information that I believe will be a blessing to people.
Yeah, you're coming right up here near my office in Largo. So I tell you what, Tim, hang on a second. We're going to finish up right after the break. Folks, we have on the line Mr. Tim Lewis of 4D Traders Institute. He's talking about a workshop that's coming up on the 26th. So you can stick your toe in the stock market. Hold on. We'll be right back after the break. This is the Marketing Pulpit.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM, WOA, and 95.9 FM.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up, just like that.
Giving up on what?
I'm getting an inheritance from a distant relative.
Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me. We are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo grounds. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right. Which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
WOL presents Married But Single 2, the sequel to the hit stage play Married But Single by Jacarius Johnson. Married But Single 2, starring Hollywood hitmakers Lisa Ray McCoy, Bill Bellamy, Carl Anthony Payne, Shantae Moore, and Ginuwine, coming to the Warner Theater March 17th through 19th. Tickets are available at the Warner Theater box office and all Ticketmaster outlets. Listen for your chance to win tickets right here on 1450 WOL and 95.9.
1450 WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I am here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community, trying to inject some economic viability, long-term solutions to get us out of this economic stagnation we often find ourselves. I had my calculator out here while on the break. Heard Mr. Lewis there, who was also our guest today, talk about some people are getting $6.65 million bonuses by trading in the stock market. So I'm saying to myself, let's say if I was one tenth as good as that guy, that'd be only $6.5 million. If I'm only 1/100th as good as that guy, that's $650,000 in bonuses. Wow. Now you know darn well my curiosity now is just going berserk. I'm a pretty smart guy, so I'm thinking, man, I can at least get the $650 bonus. <if nothing else.
laughs> That's good. Hey, I like that.
Hey, look, folks, go to marketingpulpit.com also and check. We have all the information about the upcoming seminar on the website. On the homepage, you'll see a picture of Mr. Lewis, also a picture of our co-host, Ms. Felicia Day. I have me buried something on the website somewhere. And you can also... We got all the information on the whereabout. Now, the event is coming up. It's going to be at the over at the Largo Center, 95 Largo Road in Largo, Maryland. It's going to be from 4. Let's see. All the information is right there on the home. Don't get me lying. Go to the website homepage. All the information is right there on the homepage. Go to marketingpulpit.com. Mr. Lewis, why don't you give us again the information on how they can register for the event?
Well, you just said it. They can go to your homepage. The information is right there. It's going to be on the 26th at the Best Western Plus. You should have the address there. But if you want to call and register, I'll give you this number as well. It's 202-415-3627. Again, that's 202-415-3627. You can call and pre-register for that event. And it's a free event, and if something that you're interested in, come on out. We'll be happy to meet you and hang out with you.
And, folks, we're always talking about here on the show that we give you the information. Now, you can lead a horse to water. Now, you don't have to, like Mr. Lewis said, you don't have to go in there with a predisposition that you're going to join, become a stockbroker or join the stock market. But the information is there. I'm just curious. I want you to be curious, too, and come out. You might not be the one, but you may get this information and share it with somebody else who may be interested. There's a lot of we need to broaden our portfolios. We need to at least know the information.
I mean, yes.
People perish for lack of information, and that's been in the Bible and everywhere else. Perish from lack of knowledge. Let's not let that happen. Let's sign up for this event coming up on the 26th of this month. Go to the website, go to marketingpulpit.com, or call this number, 202-415-3627. Mr. Lewis, he's been in this business. He understands it. You can ask me all day long. I'm just going to tell you, look, you need to talk to somebody who understands, and this is the man who understands. Mr. Lewis, any parting? Now, we're going to have you back next week to get into a little more details on what's going on in that industry and how people can find out more about you and your organization and how to register for the upcoming event. So any parting words for today?
Yes. Again, if you're interested, get with people who are doing it. You can come out, hang out with us. But again, if you're interested in changing your situation, and one of the things, Ms. Gatewood, that we're big on is freedom. You know, if you're interested in freedom, you need to stop doing what you're doing and start doing something that will get you there. You need to find the right vehicle. If you don't have the right vehicle, I don't care how sincere you may be, you will never get there. And what we simply do, we use this as a vehicle to allow us the freedom. So when Mr. Underwood told me to call at 10:45, I'm free to call at 10:45. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Let me ask you.
And I'm working cash, you guys. Work on your freedom. If you don't like what you're getting, stop doing what you're doing. Because if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. So you got to stop somewhere. 2017 is here. Let's make it a powerful year. And we're going to talk about that on the 26th. You can't get there fast enough, Mr. Gatewood.
All right. Tim, man, I love your energy. I love the information you're bringing to the table. And I encourage everybody to sign up for this event on the 26th of February. Call 202-415-3627. Go to marketingpulpit.com. We have a whole page on the website dedicated to this event. Go to the homepage, click on that more information link, and just get all the information, the who's, the where's, the when's, and so forth. Mr. Lewis, thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you next week. Okay?
All right. Have a good day. God bless.
Thank God bless. All right. That's Mr. Tim Lewis of 4D Traders Institute. Man, he's going to bring down the house here on a topic that just I have always been curious about. So I will be right there on the front row, folks, finding out more about how to trade in the stock market. Like you said, I might not become a trader. I may just go in there and say, that's not for me. That's why I love the fact that it's free. So that's just, there is no obstacle to entry, to barrier to entry for coming to get this information. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about this event coming up on the 26th of February. Philosophy Day.
Robert, I'm over here so like I'm sitting in a cheap cheap. He's talking about $65 million for commission. I'm like, okay, I'm advising these people, but I'm not gonna get $65 million off my commission now.
Like $65 million bonus. That's not that now that's the bonus. Just imagine what they make.
Oh my goodness, Robert. I'm like, okay, do I need to be switching careers now?
Now if y'all don't see me after the 26th of February, you would know why. I'll be out there on the computer trading. I can't even waste the time up in this booth. I need to be trading.
Right.
All right, folks. Anyway, go to marketingpulpit.com. Find out more about Mr. Lewis. Also, we have Velocity Day's information on the website. And we try to keep a easy-to-find location of all this great information and the people who are dispensing it right there on our homepage. And Velocity Day, what are you bringing us today? I know you got something good. You always do.
You know what, Robert, I'm about to actually talk about our tax refund. When should everyone should expect a refund? I'm getting so many calls. We talk about 10 to 15 calls a day from people being uncertain as to when they're going to receive their refund. So I'm going to just bring some clarity to our audience and just enlighten them that, yeah, your money going to come, but it may not come when you expect it.
Hey, Philosophy, one of those calls may have been for me. I disguised my voice so you wouldn't recognize. Hey, when am I going to get my refund? So please clear it up for all of us.
Okay. So first off, you know, I mentioned this about, I think in December, Robert, about this PASS Act. So I warned our audience that they weren't going to be receiving their refunds if they qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit, the Additional Child Tax Credit, or if they are in school. They will not receive their refund. So what's happening is they had the misconception that, oh, my goodness, it's February 15th already. My money should have hit the bank. I'm telling them right now, Robert, no, they are still processing your return. And the individuals that submitted their tax returns from January up until February 1st should be receiving their refunds, Robert, starting the 27th. Of February. So they still have some time. They need to be a little patient. What's going down, Robert, is it's not only the PASS Act. Remember, I mentioned that they're trying to protect the government from fraud. So with that being said, if the government is losing almost $1 trillion, okay, they're implementing this program to prevent the fraud. So we have to be patient now, Robert. We have to be patient because if the government loses money, our programs are losing money. Our community is also losing money.
Now, you got somebody who was looking for a $3,000 check on the 15th of February, and now you're telling them they got to wait till the 27th. What in the heck are these people supposed to do? I mean, it's easy to say patient. What are their options? What are their alternatives? What can they do to... Because some people are really, they really counting, they really living for that check. What are they supposed to do? I think just probably.
Well, first, Robert, it's really nothing. I'm sorry to say this, but it's really nothing that they can actually do.
Okay.
The only thing that they can do is just borrow money from somebody until the money hits their bank account. That's basically their only solution.
Or get a.
But they have to understand. that, oh, and I didn't even tell you, Rob, I went to the tax reform briefing on Monday, specifically for our community, right?
Okay.
And that earned income tax credit is so looked down upon. They're considering it to be an anti-poverty credit. So, guys, if they feel like they're throwing all of us a service and giving us an anti-poverty credit to boost up some household revenue, we have to be patient.
Wow.
Because they're trying to wipe it out, to be honest. So our patience is needed right now. But they just need to borrow some money from somebody, Robert.
So if they go out there raving Cain, then they're going to look at it that much harder and say, shoot, we're going to, matter of fact, we're going to get rid of it altogether.
Yes, that's because it's so complicated, and it's the one that is being taken advantage of the most.
Okay.
So the government feel like they're losing more money because of people falsifying the claims to qualify for it, then what's the next option? Wipe it out.
Well, would you think this now, this is just my understanding of government. I am a political science major. I see this as like a precursor to trying to eliminate the program altogether. When you start doing things like this, of course they're going to say it's because of fraud, but that's kind of like the, and once you throw fraud in there and you throw some black people demographics behind it, it's almost like the welfare queen thing. It's like, look at these folks getting this free money at the government trough. Let's get rid of it. Would you say that this is kind of like the beginning of the end for that program?
It's the beginning, but it's never really going to end because we have some strong advocates behind it. The only issue is that they're just going to make the compliance and always implement laws like this to prevent the fraud. So, no, I don't feel like they're ever going to do away with it. Mm-hmm. They're just going to now buckle down. So this was one of the strategies that they talked about at the tax forum. You know how individuals are receiving government assistance. Mm-hmm. What they're going to try to do is put a cap on their Social Security numbers so they won't be able to file a tax return.
Oh, okay.
So those are the different strategies that they're actually trying to implement to prevent the fraud, but they want to continue the program because they know our single moms, our single dads, and some of our community need this assistance. They need that extra $300, $400 a month, which comes in one lump sum payment due to earned income tax credit, but the government don't want to lose any more money. So to prevent that, they're also thinking about implementing like GPS trackers on the children that are beneficiaries of government assistance programs as well. So people won't be able to claim those children on their tax return. So those are things that we were thinking about.
They're going to put a chip on the baby?
On the Social Security number.
Oh, that's cold. That's cold. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Because they feel like, Robert, if we're giving you household income, such as food stamps, money, and housing benefits, what else more do you need from the government? Oh. And then the problem is, and this is where the stickler is, those individuals aren't really supposed to be working. So they're working enough so it won't trigger through social services, but they're working enough just so they can file earned income tax credit. So that's what a problem is, Robert. So they're trying to figure out how to prevent the fraud and to prevent people that shouldn't be claiming or shouldn't be filing tax returns from the beginning.
So there are some people that are gaming the system that's making it hard on the folks who really need the service.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Man, but putting the chip on the baby, that seems a little extreme.
Look, well, but think about it, though. We have to understand something, that everything that comes, that the government gets ripped away, it reduces our budgets for our community. So we're already having less money influx into our community. So if the government is being hit hard through fraud from these type of claims, what happens to our children? What happened to the school system? What happened to their aftercare program?
Okay.
So it all has a ripple effect because they actually don't understand that federal fund all of this stuff.
Okay. All right. Wow. So the main thing today is that you got to be patient. You're not. What about regular folks? I mean, pardon my use of the word.
Oh, they're
regular.
Getting their money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should have that. Most of them are being already paid out. A few of my clients, my first batch, has already received their refund already. Now, the individuals that may not receive their refunds and you do not qualify for any of those credits, then something on your return looks suspicious.
All right, Palasha, hang on a second. We're going to finish up after the break. This is the marketing pulpit I have on the line of Palasha Day. She's talking about taxes and those refunds that you're waiting on. Hold on. We'll be right back after the break. This is the marketing pulpit.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
This update is brought to you by Sentara Medical Group. We are looking at the Friday getaway already in effect, leaving the Springfield Mixing Bowl southbound 95 with delays through Lorton and the Occoquan. A little closer to home on the Suitland Parkway, we've got midday road work between Alabama Avenue and Stanton Road. Going to cost you a little bit of time in both directions. Also on the DC 295 corridor, look for delays as you approach East Capitol Street, both north and southbound. Again, a midday work zone tying you up there as well. This traffic update brought to you by Sentara Medical Group, expanding their team of qualified physicians. Schedule an appointment today. Visit them at iwantsenteramedicalgroup.com. The WOL forecast for this fantastic Friday. Mostly cloudy skies. Our high should reach 50 degrees. Low tonight dips down to 34 degrees. We've got cloudy skies and 38 degrees in the nation's capital. I'm Angela Foster for News Talk 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All righty, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 AM, bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses. Go to marketingpulpit.com. We have on the line Ms. Palasha Day. If you have a question for our guest, for our guest host, give us a call at 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. If you're curious about what's going on with your refund, then give us a call here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. A little later, I'm going to talk about social media myths. Also go to Marketing Pulpit, find out about our previous guest, Mr. Tim Lewis. Have him and Ms. Palasha Day on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit. Also, like us on Facebook. We try to keep you abreast of what's going on, what the show is going to be about. We also on Twitter. Just go to Facebook or Twitter and find us at Marketing Pulpit. It's very easy to remember, Marketing Pulpit on Facebook and Twitter. Like us, join us, follow us, and we will keep you abreast so that you are not out in the dark on these very critical issues that affect our community when it comes to finances, business, the stock market, and other things that we are about to stick our toe in. Palasha Day was talking about these refunds and this tax situation. The numbers got all shook up this year. People don't know when they're going to get their money, or if I hope they're not worrying about if they're going to get it, but at least when they're going to get it. They are going to get it, right, Palasha?
Yes. Well, see, this is a kicker, though. They're going to get it. But another problem I have, too, is that, you know, Maryland is cracking down on fraud. So if you submitted your tax return through a preparer that was on the Maryland radar, then that's another reason why they may not have received their refund yet.
So these people are working out of their trunks and these shady characters. So the state of Maryland is tracking people that have a dubious history as far as returns. And so all these nefarious characters now, you go to them, now they're going to be looking at you cross-eyed.
Yes. Oh. Yes. And there's a lot of the big chains, big tax chains as well that are being shut down. And they're rapidly doing. You're talking about every 3 days, Robert. It's new names with lists.
So it's not just
So
it's not just a little small. It's some of these big outfits too on the radar.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Just alone, about 25 Liberty Tax Services have been shut down as of today.
What?
A lot of the franchises are being shut down.
So the little guy there in the parking lot throwing the thing up in there with the Statue of Liberty outfit on, they're gonna be shutting them down.
Yep.
Wow. That's wild.
And it's a few people in our neighborhood as well, Robert, within our PG County area.
Wow.
They're shutting down like water. What's happening is, if your preparer is placed in bogus expenses, and the numbers don't look right, that's another problem, Robert. So they're submitting the returns and the numbers don't look right.
Boy, that is another reason, ladies and gentlemen, why you should contact Palasha Day. Let this lady take care of you. She's got the creds, the bona fides, and she's not on the radar of the state of Maryland. That's somebody who knows what they're doing and who's above board. go to the website and get her information. If you know somebody, if you yourself need some assistance with tax preparation, accounting, have a business question or challenge, just look this sister up. Let her take you out of this murky water and bring you into the light. She did it for me, and I'm happy as a clam over here. Anyway, sorry to interrupt. So what is that philosophy today? So that's it. You saying that first of all, you gotta be patient. If you especially get an EI, earned income credit, you won't get that until the 27th. So you saying some people are getting it now if they applied from January up until February 1st. They're still to get them on the 15th.
Nope, they're still the 27th, Robert. They're still the 27th.
Doesn't
because
matter.
What happened is they just started processing the returns on the 15th.
So it's going to take them a couple of weeks to get your money to you.
Exactly.
And for the regular folks, the name or the message is, one, get yourself don't be on one of these shaky return companies that's going to get you audited because the state of Maryland has them in their sites. And what else you got closing up with?
And if the numbers don't look right. So let's say, for example, Robert, if you have $30,000 of income, you should not have itemized deductions of $20,000.
Good God Almighty. You mean people are doing that?
So you're telling the government you living off $10,000 and you paying a mortgage of $20,000 a year and you only making $30,000. It doesn't add up, Robert. The numbers don't lie.
So folks, let me tell you something. Falasha Day, she comes to us on the third Friday of every month, and you understand why it's so needed, because we got to get this information in your hands. Some people, they just don't know. And so she brings information. Now, if you need additional information, tell them how they can find you at Falasha Day.
Well, Robert, if they want additional information, they can give me a call at 202-618-1297. Or they can actually go on my website, check out the information. I have content out there. I have organizers that you can use. Just go to my website. It's accountingwithfalashaday.com.
Spell that Falashaday for them.
Yes. F as in Frank, OLASADE.
Accountingwithfalashaday.com. Folks, you can also find it on the website of marketingpulpit.com. So reach out to her if you have any questions about accounting, taxes, trying to get your business papers square. Get those business papers squared away, folks. Let me tell you, you will breathe such a sigh of relief once you get that stuff cleared up. Man, you walk out with your chest stuck out. You're not looking over your shoulder, worrying about the IRS coming knocking on. They might knock on your door anyway, but it won't be because of having somebody like Falasha Day who will straighten your books out. Get that done. I'm telling you, that's just my personal I'm imploring you, get your paperwork done. If you have a good business, you're doing a lot of sales, get it done right. Be legit. That's all I got to say. All right. That's my story. That's
yeah.
my story, and I'm sticking to it. Thank you for last day. Thank you. Hang around. We're going to talk about a little social media here. Going to talk about social media. Go to the website, find out more about Falasha Day and Mr. Tim Lewis, who has an event coming up on the 26th. We're talking about, I'm still picking on Kellyanne Conway and her alternative facts. She came with a new word for lying. I actually wrote an article on LinkedIn called I made up some new alternative words, but today we're going to talk about some alternative facts of social media. In other words, these are untruths, things you may have heard about social media that are just plain right out untrue, and we'll call them an alternative fact or another word for lie. One thing is that you have to have a lot of followers to be successful on social media. I used to believe that as well. I used to believe that if I didn't have 10,000 followers on my Twitter account or my Facebook page, then I must be failing at social media. Nothing could be further from the truth. Because if you're not engaging in that audience, if you don't have people who are interested in what you're offering or what you're talking about, that 10,000, that 50,000 people, that's just like, really, it's just wasted energy and effort. So what you want to do is brand yourself and feed yourself to followers that are good for your engagement activities. And when I say engagement, that means people that you want to follow, the people you want to talk to, you want to listen to, and so forth. So you don't have to have 1,000 or 10,000 or a million followers to be successful. But if you do have a small number, just make sure that audience is targeted to the audience and you're on the right platform. Another myth is that once you get on social media, you never have to see another human being in your life again. That is not true. Social media is one tool, just like any other thing. It is a one tool. You still occasionally you got to interact with human beings. Sometimes you can use your social media to actually drive people to your website and to your telephone or to your events.
So you don't have to say, I'm going to get on social media just so I don't ever have to see another human. Plus, that's antisocial. You're not going to be very successful if you're very, very antisocial. So social media does not mean that you would never have to interact with another human. Okay, that's another myth. Here's another myth. You have to be on every platform in social media. Once again, that's wrong. That's very, very wrong. You don't have to be on Pinterest, Instagram, Snapchat. You could go on and on and on. It goes down. It comes down to your target demographic and the functionality of the social media platform. Now, let's say you might not be very, very active in, let's say YouTube might not be your exact audience, but the functionality that YouTube brings may be a good reason to get on that platform. If you're doing a lot of video, if you need to upload snippets of your product or of some of your workshops, then you want to get on a platform like YouTube. So you don't have to be on every platform, but think about one, the demographic of the audience you're trying to reach and the functionality. You might want to get on Twitter, for instance, to help track your competition by using hashtags and find out what's trending. So think about the demographics and the utility or the functionality of the platform. Those are two good barometers to decide whether you should get on that platform or not. Here's another myth. If you're over 50, you've missed the boat. All you 50 plus folks out there, let me let you breathe a little sigh of relief. You can still get involved. It's not too late. It is not too late. As a matter of fact, a lot of people, one of the fastest growing segments right now, social media is an older crowd. Young folks already been out there. So if you're doing blogging, if you're doing webinars, if you you're trying to just get on social media, doing training courses and things like that, definitely get on social media. Now, just like Tim said about the trading, my job is not to sit here and to convince you to get on social media or not, but it depends on what you're trying to do as a business or as a professional or as a consultant. And if you need a tool like social media to help you get there, then of course, if you're 50 plus, it's never too late to get on social media. All I would say, just get the training that you need to make it effective for you. And last but not least, social media is totally different from the rest of your marketing strategy. Well, once again, nothing could be further from the truth. Social media, just like any other type of advertising or marketing, should be part of a broader strategy. You use them to work together. You use to synergize them. You can use your social media, like I said, to drive people to your website. On your website, you can have a link to your social media account. If you're having workshops, you can tie it all together. If you had a radio ad, you can tell people to like you on your Facebook page. On your Facebook page, you can put pictures of your advertising, clips of your ads, so you can make them work all together. So social media does not operate in a vacuum. It's not separate from the rest of your marketing strategy. As a matter of fact, it should be a part of it. So folks, let me tell you, take these social media facts and go out here. If you decide to get into social media, just make sure you get the training, that you're working with reputable companies, and social media can work for you. Thanks again to Falasha Day. Thanks again, Falasha Day. I want to thank Mr. Tim Lewis from 4D Traders Institute. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about these two great individuals. If you want to be successful, folks, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right.
Good morning. I'm Doug Parrish, latest from news1.com, brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life Commitment. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. A federal appeal.